defend itself if Iran attacks, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israel's military says it's prepared to defend the country and strike back if Iran decides to retaliate for this month's deadly airstrike on the Iranian consulate in Syria. Tehran holds Israel responsible for the attack, which the U.S. military believes Israel carried out. Israel has not commented on it. The increased tensions have sparked concern that Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza could spill over into the rest of the Middle East. The war has pushed Gaza into a humanitarian crisis, leaving more than 1 million people on the brink of starvation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Protesters in Amman marched in support of Palestinians in Gaza after Friday prayers. They carried signs reading, "Our Eid is with the victory of Gaza," referring to the end of the fasting month of Ramadan. Millions of Muslims around the world are observing Eid al-Fitr festivities, feasts, and family gatherings. Jordan, which lies at the heart of the Arab-Israeli conflict, hosts 2.4 million Palestinian refugees, the largest number of such refugees among Israel's neighbors. Many of its citizens are of Palestinian origin. The United Nations on Friday warned the humanitarian crisis triggered by the conflict in Sudan could worsen dramatically in the coming months, tipping some regions into famine. The emergency could also further spill into neighboring African countries unless the fighting ends, UN agencies said, ahead of Monday's first anniversary of the conflict erupting. Fighting in Sudan broke out on April 15th last year. This is VOA News. Officials say a massive missile and drone attack has destroyed one of Ukraine's largest power plants and damaged others. It was part of a renewed Russian campaign targeting energy infrastructure. The plant was the biggest energy supplier for Kyiv and other regions. The state company that runs the plant says it was struck numerous times, destroying the transformer, turbines, and generators. The plant was left incapacitated and ablaze on Thursday. At least 10 other strikes damaged energy infrastructure in Kharkiv. U.S. President Joe Biden hosted Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. on Thursday, aiming to send a clear message to Beijing that it must stop behaving aggressively against its South China Sea neighbors. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakwasara reports.
Ramped up aggression in the South China Sea, with Chinese Coast Guard vessels deploying water cannons and performing other dangerous maneuvers on Philippine boats.
Any attack on Philippine aircraft, vessels, or armed forces in the South China Sea would invoke our mutual defense treaty.
China's so-called gray zone tactics of intimidation, including ramming into ships, fall dangerously close to triggering the mutual defense treaty between Washington and Manila. Marcos did not publicly mention China, but couched his words in diplomatic terms often used to target Beijing. Patsy Wirakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
A court in Vietnam handed down the death sentence on Thursday to real estate tycoon Trong Malan for her role in a $12.5 billion financial fraud, state media said. Reuters correspondent Lila Chakrashadi reports.
Billionaire property tycoon in Vietnam was sentenced to death on Thursday in the country's biggest ever case of financial fraud. Trong Mai Lan was found guilty of her role in a scam siphoning $12.5 billion off of Vietnam's largest bank. She's the chairwoman of Van Tin Phat Holdings Group and has for years been a central figure in the country's world of finance. Charges included embezzlement, bribery, and violating bank rules in a trial that ended a day earlier than expected. Dozens more were found guilty of involvement in the scam.
Reuters correspondent Lilo Chakrashani. Pope Francis will take his first overseas trip of the year and his longest in his 11-year papacy, traveling to Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, and Singapore from September 2nd to the 13th, the Vatican said on Friday. The Asian and Oceania trip has been on the papal agenda for some time. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey.
VOA 1.